Our passages come from Corinthians and Matthew. And I think they're really tied together in a very practical way. And they confront us with a very important question for our lives. Paul, in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, shares with the people in that church, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, and the wisdom of God. For God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength." I think the question this poses for each of us is, are we willing to be fools for Christ? Because to believe that someone who dies on a cross as a criminal, in a shameful way such as that, really believes it and builds their lives upon that good news, which seems paradoxical, that's foolishness to our world. And sadly, I think it's foolishness to a lot of people who even come to church. There's that longing in us as human beings to approach God, to be drawn to God, to come close to God. So we want to be God-fearers. We want to have a little bit of a religion. But I just don't know whether I want to risk going all the way with Jesus. And I think deep down in us, and I think particularly among men, we're afraid, scared to death, that living the Christian life is going to make us look foolish and weak. And with all our machoism in our society and in our upbringing as men, we're just not willing to put it on the line. We're going to kind of be like Nicodemus. We're going to be a follower, but secretly. We're not going to let a lot of people know that we're going to put it on the line for Jesus, that we're going to buy into what God says in His Son. We just don't want to look like fools. Image is everything. Advertising business spends millions of dollars creating images for products. We spend millions of dollars creating images for ourselves. And I think deep down, our reluctance to commit, I mean really commit, is, will people think I'm foolish or weak or simple-minded because I really give my life to this man who called himself the Son of God, Jesus. Especially when we hear almost ridiculous things like this: blessed are the poor in spirit. Oh, we don't want to be poor in anything. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. In our kind of world, doesn't that sound a little foolish? Isn't that kind of weak? Yeah, according to the wisdom of this world, it certainly is. But it's not weakness in the eyes of an almighty God. It is not foolishness to the Creator of the universe. And it would bring such power into our lives if we really believed it and let go of our fear to look foolish and be embarrassed or considered weak because we trust in a man that died on a cross. Why? Because when we're pure in spirit, the promise of the kingdom of heaven is given to us. When we mourn, we know without a doubt we're going to be comforted. And when we're meek, we know we're going to inherit the earth when God wipes away all of the sin of the world. And that when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, we're going to be filled with something this world cannot give us. And when we're pure in heart, we'll see God. We might, chance upon chance, even get a glimpse of Him in this life. Maybe just once. Maybe in a special moment on a special day. It'll be as if we almost see the face of God if our heart is pure. And I guess then and only then we can be the peacemakers that the world needs. Peacemakers among us as a congregation. Peacemakers out in this community, in our nation, and throughout the world. But we've just got to be willing to look foolish for God. To look weak. And in that, find power. Deep down, are we afraid to be fools for Christ? Let us pray that we have the courage to overcome that. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Oh, gracious Father, we don't want to stand in the way of your kingdom and your glory here on earth, because we know you're going to bring about your plan with us or without us, but you'd rather us be with you. And when our fears of looking foolish or weak or being embarrassed because we take a real stand for Jesus in our lives only cheat us of the greatest power we can have in our lives. We cheat our family and loved ones when we don't live that faith, when we don't risk it. And we cheat the world of whatever precious gift we have that you have given to us to make a difference. Help us to desire to be fools for Christ more than being great people in the eyes of the world, so that we can enjoy your kingdom now and forevermore. Amen.